News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Need to phase out fossil fuels from our homes and workplaces. That's the call from the Climate Change Advisory Council on the publication of their Built Environment Sector Annual Review. Its chair, Mary Donnelly, joins us now. Mary, cutting out fossil fuels, it's a contentious and a difficult subject for us in Ireland for some reason.
Yes, but it's something that we really need to do. And it's a very simple reason, because we import all of our fossil fuels. We pay international prices, even when those prices double, as indeed they've done over the last few years. And it really makes it impossible for us as individuals to budget what our heating costs are going to be, because we can't control the price. And that's why we need to get out of fossil fuels and use alternative heating mechanisms like, say, heat pumps and ultimately district heating systems when they come down the track. And that allows us to be independent of these imported, very expensive fossil fuels.
Now, whenever we discuss this on the show, we get quite a visceral reaction from listeners who say, my coal fire, my turf fire, nobody's going to take that away from me. What do you say to that person?
Well, they're right. Nobody's going to take it away from them. What we're saying is that there is a better option available. So if I just go through, say, a heat pump, for example, again, if you look at the SEAI website, you can do your own calculations. But, you know, you can save about 500 euros a year on average by moving to a heat pump in terms of your running costs. So that's not insignificant in terms of saving your money. And you can do it, you can get the grants for it that are there. Now they've brought in a provision that if your house is built after 2007, you don't need any, you know, technical assessment in advance. And the research we've done shows that more than 75% of homes in Ireland can effectively use a heat pump.
I'm glad you brought that up, because there is a perception, I don't know how accurate it is, I'm not an engineer, I'm not an architect, so I don't know how accurate it is. There's a perception out there that a heat pump works really well in a brand new home that's, you know, that's completely airtight and really well insulated and so on. But in that, in a lot of older homes that are drafty and so on, that a heat pump does not work effectively. Is there truth to that?
It's certainly true to say that the better insulated the home is, the more effective the heat pump. That is correct. But you can use a heat pump in anything down to about a C1, C2, C3 rated home, which takes in almost 70% of our homes in Ireland. So yes, you might use a tiny bit more. And indeed, you might need, if you happen to have, let's say, a big room, you might need to put in a second radiator in order to get the benefit from it. But that's exactly what we're calling for. We're calling for the government to increase the grants available for heat pumps and to support, for example, an extra radiator if you happen to have a big room, so that you can maintain your heat in your home. And this is something that we're really very keen on getting in place, especially for people who currently have, let's say, a fossil fuel boiler that's maybe 13, 14, 15 years old and might be a bit marginal in terms of its lifespan.
Yeah, and there are a lot of people. I mean, there are people, again, we get texts from people who say the fire in the corner is the only way I have of heating the house. Like, what do you say to that person?
So, I mean, there are other areas that we're very keen on too. And then maybe, you know, the heat pump is clearly one that we need to focus on. For people who have only got a fire in the corner, there are mechanisms that would allow them to heat their home without having the fumes and the particles coming from an open fire. And obviously that's, you know, something like a wood-burning stove, which gives you the heat but doesn't give you the contaminated air quality. And that would be an important one. And it kind of brings me to the second point that we're really concerned about, and that is that the retrofit that's been rolled out in the country, very good. We had 48,000 done last year. Excellent. Of course, we need to double it going forward, but it's going in the right direction. But we have two areas that we're really a bit concerned about. One is social housing. The targets for the retrofit of social housing, about 3,000 a year. But, you know, we have about 150,000 social houses in Ireland. We need to have a much higher level of ambition and rate of retrofit of social houses.
Okay.
Because we won't get them done fast enough.
Final question. Is the day of burning something in your house, whether it's coal or wood or turf, to heat your room or to heat your house. Are those days coming to an end?
For your own health, yes, they are. And fortunately, we have technologies that will heat your home more effectively, give you a warm, dry and fresh air system in your home. And I think that's the direction that we need to go. We need to support people to get to that point.
Mary Donnelly, Chair of the Climate Change Advisory Council, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast. Let us know. Do you agree? Do you disagree? Are you ready to give up on that fire yet? 087 1400 106. I won't ask you, Ciara.
Please don't.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.